The legislature passed the nearly $450 million deal, increasing taxes on cigarettes, fuel, and oil and gas production to head off the teacher walkout. And shortly before she signed it, Governor Fallon said she hoped teachers rallying at the Capitol would thank lawmakers and go back to the classrooms. But most teachers at the march said the pay raise package was a small step after years of funding neglect. Christine Wirtz from Bixby North Intermediate was at the Capitol to speak with her representatives. She said better wages would keep some teachers from quitting.
I feel like we'll keep some quality teachers. They won't be fleeing the state, but it will still be hard to keep quality teachers if our environment is challenging with large class sizes.
Outside, teachers and supporters packed the parking lot, the sidewalk, and the grassy spaces in the shadow of the Capitol Dome. Jennifer Jarnigan Ream, a seventh grade math teacher from Glenpool, said the raises were a great start.
It was a stepping stone, and now we're ready for step two. We need proper funding, we need adequate funding, and we need a long-term plan. It's not something that's just going to happen in a day.
We teach our kids all the time, do the right thing. Now it's time for our state legislature to do the right thing.
Deborah Davis teaches government and history at Northwest Classen High School.
Do what's best for not only teachers, but for our students, fund our classroom, do what's right.
Between 800 and 1,000 employees of state agencies were also at the state capitol today to ask for support from state legislators. The absences didn't result in any agency closures, but they say they're standing in solidarity with teachers because the current funding levels aren't acceptable or sustainable. The effects of the teacher walkout were felt in communities across the state. John Durkee from KWGS News talked to Cindy Him, the superintendent of schools in the tiny town of Avant, which is about an hour north of Tulsa. The school closed for the walkout, and Him was nervous. While she sides with her teachers, on the ballot tomorrow in Avant is a $450,000 school bond question. She doesn't want the townspeople to think the district is greedy, but
we actually have a portion of our building all along the east side that's falling into our basement.
Her husband, Jeff, is the school's coach. He's also one of Avant's two bus drivers. Even though school was out of session today, he still drove his bus route.
Our school has 100% free lunch and free breakfast, so we're worried about our children getting meals, so I will run the route in my car at lunchtime and go to the bus stop and honk, and they'll come get their sack lunches.
Claire Donnelly with KGOU News visited a Boys and Girls Club in Midwest City, which opened a daycare program during the walkout, even though it's normally only available after school. She talked to 8-year-old Jimmy Avery, who was eating lunch and playing with about 25 other kids. Avery knew he was out of school because of the walkout.
It's when your teacher walks out of the class because they don't get paid fair. It's not fair that the teachers don't get paid fair because they be working hard.
14-year-old Tristan Johnston says he hopes the walkout doesn't last too long.
It's kind of cool, but it's kind of not, because like, if it keeps happening for some amount of days, they will start adding on the days for our summertime.
Lawmakers didn't take any action towards increasing funding for education Monday, but Republican House member Roger Ford said he's interested in increasing the income tax in the future and putting that money toward the classroom.
If it supports education and core services, not if it builds more state agencies.
Many school districts have already called off classes for Tuesday and will continue to send teachers to rally at the Capitol. For State Impact, I'm Emily Wendler.